change from June to July, but remains at a very high level. That was just before the pandemic hit. The conference board reporting that its consumer confidence index inched up during the month of July to 129.1, up from last month's reading of 128.9. The Dow is down 183 points, the Nasdaq off 258. This is SRN News.
This summer, we all want to reconnect with friends and family. And the team at Legacy Box can help you make the most of your time together by enabling you to revisit classic memories while creating new ones. Legacy Box is an affordable way to have footage of family milestones trapped on home movies and photos safely stored on a thumb drive, DVD, or the cloud. The process is remarkably simple. Just follow the guide from Legacy Box's all-inclusive kit, and their experienced team will create digital copies of your videotapes, film reels, and photos. Soon you'll have everything saved on the format of your choice, along with your originals. Imagine highlights from the past digitally preserved and always ready to share. Even better, Legacy Box is offering 40% off this week. Visit legacybox.com/lbox to take advantage of this limited time offer and ensure your past is always within reach. That's legacybox.com/lbox to save 40%. legacybox.com/lbox.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of The Herb Shop, where the word expert means knowledge and knowledge means The Herb Shop. Let the experts at The Herb Shop help you feel better today. Check them out on the web at herbshopal.com. The Herb Shop, Pepper Tree Shopping Center, Montgomery.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We have a heat advisory in effect for the first time this summer. High temperature in the middle 90s. Heat index as high as 106. Showers and thunderstorms rather numerous today. Many towns will be affected. And a couple of stronger storms not out of the question. The risk of scattered storm continues in the overnight hours. Low temperature down to about 75. Tomorrow, high temperature in the mid-90s again. Triple-digit heat index. More scattered storms. We'll be in the upper 90s Thursday and Friday with dangerous heat indices. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo here with Capital Tractor. Kubota knows a lot goes into taking care of your property. You need equipment that's reliable, durable, and versatile, like number one selling Kubota BX and L-Series compact tractors. See us for a demo today. Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
For Alabama News Network, I'm David Lamb. Montgomery police make an arrest in one of the city's latest homicides. Police have charged Jalen Ross with murder in the shooting death of Kevin Shepard. They say Ross shot Shepard on July 20th on Knollwood Drive. Shepard later died at a local hospital. Tallapoosa County authorities have made an arrest in a recent murder. Authorities arrested 59-year-old Willie Frank Wyckoff on Edgewood Drive near Dadeville. Wyckoff is being charged with murder of Michael Johnson that occurred on Friday. And a Perry County teen racks up $250,000 in scholarship money to pay for college in the fall. 17-year-old Daniel Winfield of Marion is headed to Tuskegee University to become a mechanical engineer. Winfield never got anything less than an A on any assignment in any class ever. He says his academic success has been the result of a lot of hard work and prayer. For these stories and more, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm David Lamb.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Do you need cash? How about an equity loan on your home, mobile home, land, or even automobile? Mortgage Corporation of the South. We've been serving Central Alabama for well over 25 years, and we've helped folks cash in on the equity in their homes, mobile homes, land, and automobiles. The cash can be used for anything you want. And the great thing, your credit does not have to be perfect in order to be approved. That's right. If you've had a prior bankruptcy or slow payments, if you have equity in your home, that is your equity. You've built it up. You've paid for it, and it's yours. You can get it. So get the cash you need, use the money for whatever you want. Now, let's shift gears for a second. If you have perfect credit, we have some of the lowest rates that you'll find anywhere for refinances and home purchases. And the best thing, we offer 1 hour loan approvals. That's right, 1 hour loan approvals. Call us at 567-9000, 567-9000, or mcsloans.com.
Make your next move, your best move, call MCS.
NMLS 232876, Equal Housing Lender.
Angie.
Hi, Ben.
Well, come in, darling. I have a special evening planned for you.
You do? Ooh, I like your new chandelier.
Yeah, thanks. The technicians at Crosby Electric installed it for me. They had a lot of good suggestions, like these new outlets in the kitchen, so I can plug in my wine chiller and my new self-basting rotisserie oven. Do you like squab?
Mmm, do I?
And here's my new Crosby installed ceiling fan.
Beautiful.
And now, for the big moment, sit here on the sofa.
Okay.
I'll dim my new recessed lighting, specially installed by Crosby Electric.
Oh, my.
Click on my new electric fireplace logs, Crosby hardwire them to the panel, and ask you, Angie, will you be Mrs. Benjamin Farnbush?
Well?
Yes?
I've always wanted a self-basting rotisserie oven.
I'll take that as a yes.
Whether you're popping the question or making improvements to add value and livability to your home, call Crosby Electric for an estimate and lots of great suggestions. Visit CrosbyElectric.com or call 272-2085.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for news and views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. Well, the absurdity continues up in D.C. January 6th committee, after partisan battle over appointees to the committee, holds first hearing on Capitol attack. The first hearing is to focus on the experience of frontline officers during the attack. And, of course, as that gets going, Jim Jordan and Jim Banks, who were suggested by Kevin McCarthy to be on the committee, were, denied by Nancy Pelosi. See, here's the thing, folks. Pelosi set up this committee. It was going to be 13 people on it. Five could be Republican. And she had veto power over anybody put on the committee.
Oh.
Yeah. So, you know, completely on the up and up.
Yeah.
Nonpartisan at all. But Jim Jordan and Jim Banks, I believe, yesterday gave a press conference talking about this committee. Let's listen in. It starts with Jim Jordan, I believe.
Why don't the Democrats want to get to the truth? Why don't they want to answer the fundamental question, which is why wasn't there a better security posture on that day? Let me just read from a news account from February this year. Pelosi's office had previously impressed upon the Sergeant of Arms, Paul Irving, that the National Guard was to remain off Capitol grounds. Irving told House Administration the discussion centered around the, quote, optics. Why were the Democrats so concerned about the optics? Why were they so concerned about how it would look? Because what happened last summer? It's all driven by what happened last summer, where Democrats normalized anarchy, normalized political violence, raised bail money for the very rioters and looters who destroyed small businesses, attacked innocent civilians, and maybe most importantly, attacked police officers. When you spend a year talking about defunding the police and actually defund the police, it's kind of hard to have more police here on January 6th like they should have done. That's the...
Hey, Dan Bongino and all the folks behind Rumble, build up your infrastructure a little more. I'm getting tired of videos crapping out on me. But y'all get the gist of it with Jim Jordan and where he's coming from. And honestly, I find this to be largely a charade, like most of these committees Congress puts forth. It creates more questions than any sort of answer. Well, it'll create an official answer, and if you don't follow along or you might question that answer, then, you know, you're a bad person.
Oh, so we get ready to be bad people again?
Yeah, it's just completely absurd. Now, on local politics, do you think this moniker that Don Jr. has thrown out there is going to stick? Have you heard this? Well, I'm thinking about it because Liz Cheney is on this committee, Pelosi put up. Also, Adam Kinzinger. We talked about this yesterday with Jeff Dice. And just to reiterate a point Jeff Dice made, politics is war by other means. It's not Pelosi's correct. Job to be fair.
Right.
People aren't up there operating in good faith. They're operating in a way to win.
But they should be more fair to the American people.
But they,
I know.
They control the American people.
They don't control me.
They define what's fair. But Liz Cheney's on this committee, and Don Jr. has already weighed in, and his father, Donald Trump, I believe has carried this nickname ahead. Of course, we all know that Donald Trump has endorsed Mo Brooks to be the next senator here from the great state of Alabama. And Don Jr. has branded Katie Britt as the Liz Cheney of Alabama.
I did see that.
You know, Eddie, you're an Alabamian.
Yes, I am.
How long you been here?
On and off. 50, 40 years.
Right. So, you know, when you see some New Yorker and Don Jr. Coming down here pretending like he's some redneck, give Katie Britt, another Alabama native, a moniker like that, what do you think?
Well, as an Alabamian, my natural instinct is to reject anybody that has any politician or any thoughts
that's
from
usual,
New York.
Usually, MO, yeah.
Telling me how I should do things in Alabama.
Sure,
that's just us. Now, after that first rejection, I might think about it a little bit and go, well, the boy's got a point.
That's kind of funny, too. You know, we'll see what sticks. But I think Katie Britt does have a path, but it's going to be very difficult. Mo Brooks has now been given some incredible Kevlar.
I think
so. Trump's endorsement. And it's not just the endorsement. Like, oh, I like Mo Brooks. And it happened once. No, you're hearing Donald Trump's voice on Mo Brooks ads. You're probably going to see a Donald Trump visit here soon. And I'd imagine Mo Brooks is going to be part of that. You're seeing Donald Trump's statements and Don Jr.'s statements on the Alabama Senate race. So it's going to be an uphill battle for Katie Britt or Linda Blanchard or Jessica Taylor. It's just a matter
of
maybe trying to get into a runoff with Congressman Brooks and see what happens. But I'll tell you what, Mo really knows what he's doing these days when it comes for running for office. And I think he also sticks by his principles, by his guns. Like, he's not backing down by any means on his principles.
No, the only negative I could think of right now with Mo Brooks is just we all know Mo Brooks is a numbers guy, and he's kind of made it up front. He's not there to bring pork projects to Alabama.
Right.
Which I love that idea. But if Mo Brooks isn't bringing pork projects to Alabama, that means some other schmuck is taking our pork projects and going elsewhere with them. So the money that would be coming to Alabama will not be coming. Those are things I worry about. And we've got some bases here, and we've got some things here that we need somebody's, and I hate to bring it up, but like Richard Shelby that looks over it for us, Maxwell Gunner.
Though it would be nice to have somebody from Alabama as part of a coalition to downsize the federal government.
Sure.
Instead of it being about taking more money out of the federal government, it's reducing the piggy bank in the first place and leaving the money back home.
Right. But that would be one of 50 states.
This is why I keep bringing up hard, fast realities, in particular the long-run trend of our debt and deficits. How long can we keep interest rates this low to service these debts and deficits? How long can you spend trillions more than what you're bringing in on tax revenues and then monetize that debt over and over again? I don't think you can go forever. And when you start to see things run dry a little bit, especially with programs that Americans love, that Americans have paid in for, say things like Medicare and Social Security, and you start to see those stretch thin in terms of the bottom line and unfunded liabilities, we're either going to do this in an orderly fashion or you're going to do this in a crisis fashion where people will be more on the chopping block. Now, knowing Washington, D.C. and how it's operated in the past, they're going to go for the crisis moment because it gives them more leverage to scare everybody and to play hardball. I would prefer an orderly fashion that we get our house in order and stop just spending like money grows on trees. It doesn't. And this trickle-down mentality that Washington, D.C. must trickle down the wealth and all the truth and justice is utter nonsense. complete and utter nonsense. Oh, and by the way, did you hear that China has charged a Hong Kong protester?
Yep.
For inciting secession.
You know as well as I do, it's fixing it really heavy over there.
Yeah, I mean, don't Hong Kongers understand that secession, that whole question was settled in the war here in the United States? If it's a central power, you can't ever leave. It's forever.
Don't tell that detectives.
Yeah, don't tell that's Great Britain.
Mm-hmm.
And I would love to see Hong Kong break away from China, but...
We're going the other way, Joey.
The strong horse in Beijing is continuing to push and push and push. And also in other news with China. We'll get to Randall and Al in just a second. There was a war game that the details are classified, but a war game was conducted by the Pentagon and by the DOD. And it was surrounding Taiwan, an attack on Taiwan. And they used the usual approach the United States has used before, where you aggregate forces, you flood the zone with information, and you control and dominate the area. And we've been doing that for a few decades now. It's been very successful. When you saw the initial invasion of Iraq, that was incredibly impressive. Now, the rest, not as much. But the initial invasions, you know, whether it's Iraqi Freedom or Desert Storm, these are pretty impressive military accomplishments. But places like Russia and China have become quite wise to how we operate. And so when they conducted this war game, it seems like the story is that China cut off information sharing, used different asymmetrical technologies to completely upend us. And then with hypersonic missiles and all sorts of missile batteries China has set up across that, you know, they can just saturate that first island chain.
Yeah.
In the war game, the United States and its allies were decimated. So they're going back to the drawing board and coming up with a completely different way of fighting in this new day and age with hypersonic missiles and counter-information measures. It doesn't look pretty, let's just say. And I think, wisely, there are a lot of folks on whatever side who are quietly giving more and more weapons to Taiwan to up the cost of any sort of action by the Chinese government. But we'll see.
The only thing that'll bring, maybe slow down the Chinese government is, it'd have to be something massive, something that would really affect their country. And so they could take all the forces they're using for external and have to go internal.
Like a banking crisis?
I was thinking more like a natural disaster type thing.
Yeah, it could be both.
Because, I mean, that's, right now they've got their tentacles out everywhere.
Well, they're still mostly focused on their surroundings. It's not like they're trying to project power.
No, not everywhere. Power, but you start by just
Roads soft and bridges. Power. Yes, you use infrastructure deals to create a tributary system all around the world. Yeah, we're wise to what they're doing. And by the way, there was another meeting between high-level officials for the Biden administration and the Chinese, and the Chinese are undeterred.
Yeah, duh.
Yeah, they're not. They're claiming the United States is the scum of the earth, and how dare you try to push us down and keep us from assuming our place under the sun? And
that's exactly right.
Things of this effect, and the rhetoric has only gotten more over the top since the Biden team took over.
China,
I say the Biden team because we all know the old man's not doing much of anything. Let's go to Al. Hey, Al, how are you?
What's happening, Al?
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
You were talking about the Senator Shelby leaves or is no longer there. Somebody to promote our business interests, the state's business interests. Okay, and I'm thinking, you know, we got another senator, and if Mo Brooks gets there to be our second senator, that other senator is going to have more seniority than Mo Brooks and thereby stand a better chance of getting on the finance committee than Mo Brooks would. So I think we got two stones, so why can't we deal with two birds?
Yeah. That's definitely a thought. Yeah.
Well, and this is how Shelby and Sessions work together, where Shelby would kind of behind the scenes pull a lot of strings, make deals on behalf of Alabama, and then Sessions would play more the role of the populist bomb thrower and the true conservative. and they had a great deal. They worked out. Maybe that wouldn't happen, whether it's Tommy Tuberville and Katie Britt or Tommy Tuberville and Mo Brooks.
Well, Tommy Tuberville's not going to be running against Katie Britt.
Right.
Let's make the best of the two shots that we got. And we got two jobs that needs to be done up there. And if one senator wants to do one, maybe the other senator will want to do the other. Well, we got more than two jobs, but those are both. We're talking about two of the big ones. So I don't see the need to put a spotlight on that. I think because either way, Mo Brooks is going to be a freshman senator, mm-hmm. and he probably won't even be able to get on the finance committee.
So you think the die is cast that these challengers, other candidates in the Senate race, don't really have much of a chance?
Well, what I'm thinking is people are throwing up arguments that it's boilerplate. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's there, but not necessarily on target. I mean, let me ask you another question.
Okay.
Before Katie Britt became the Senator Shelby's chief of staff, who was his chief of staff?
Well, I don't know. Because she didn't she didn't become chief of staff until after that last election in like 15
right.
or 16,
so,
yeah.
But, okay, even if we don't know, why did he leave, or he or she?
Well, that's a good question. I mean, there's a lot of turnover in that gig, but I don't know.
Well, the point could be that maybe somebody that was a new senator up there in D.C. wanted a chief of staff. And they looked around and they said, oh, I mean, this is a maybe. I don't have a clue. And so they looked around, and Senator Shelby probably had let people know that he was going to be leaving. So he went. And then Katie Britt was there, and she had already been with the thing, and with the staff, and Senator Shelby would be leaving, and so he's not going to change the way his office works overnight, so she's already familiar with it. But she didn't build it.
Oh, true. That's very true, okay. But I'll put it... The attacks on Katie Britt that she's just some inexperienced staffer don't really stick for me. Might stick for others. From talking to her and the more I've researched her, too, beyond just talking to her face-to-face, I think she's a very competent, capable person. And the idea that, oh, doesn't have the experience, wouldn't know what to do, doesn't really hit home for me. It's more like, how are you going to play the game in Washington, I think speaks more to the issue.
Yeah, I agree with you, but I don't see, you know, that. I mean, I look at Mo Brooks' experience. He has been in so many, and he's moved up the ladder with every move that he's made in his political career. And we're trying to talk about in other discussions about term limits. We don't want people to sit in one place one time for a long time and be able to gather wealth and all this stuff. Mo Brooks has done that already. He don't have to promise to do it. He's already done it. And if we look at the other side, going with Katie Britt, I mean, when you think about it, if we term limit senators, where's the power going to lie? And it's going to lie in the staff.
Yep.
And what are we doing? If she gets elected, what are we doing? Think about it, guys.
Well, and this is where you have to get into the details. And we've only just started to get to know them. A lot of the interviews are, you know, getting to know you interviews so far. We've got a lot of months for them to distinguish themselves, comparing themselves to one another.
Exactly.
But we're going to get more detailed on the issues that come up, so...
Exactly, but I hear people taking strong positions, to be honest with you, somebody has a record as a public servant and as a legislator. And if you want, it would be fair to say, okay, let's just not be trying to select right now who needs to be there until we get more data.
There's a
lot of, if you want to look for data, let's dig a little deeper and look back a little bit. And I mean,
well, I agree with you, Al. I think there's plenty of time to do it. And that's been my approach and will continue to be my approach. I'm Switzerland, baby, whether it's for a city council race or a Senate race. You know, and okay. No reason for me to, you know, bubble somebody in just yet.
So. Well, I'm not sure that I think that you are, but there have been other people on the radio that are, to me. And I just wanted to make that point.
Well, and that's their prerogative. They can stump all they like. It takes all types. And I appreciate you, Al.
Thanks for taking my call.
Take care, Al.
272-9228. This part of the program brought to you by Physical Therapy and Balance Center of Prattville. Dawn Sexton and her team there at Physical Prattville can help you as they specialize in getting people their walking ability and their balance back. Could be that you've noticed, say, your grandfather or maybe your husband or your dad is having a little trouble, that they're, you know, leaning to one side or they're starting to favor one side. Maybe it's just getting tougher and tougher to get out of the chair. Things with knees and ankles, these can all be problems that cause imbalances. Or it could be inner ear problems. Or maybe you're having vision issues like, you know, foggy vision, or you're losing peripheral vision. Maybe you had a mild stroke. There are all sorts of reasons why you might be losing your balance. Well, the team at Physical Therapy and Balance Center of Prattville can help you out. Just call them at 595-9990, 595-9990. Ask about a free balance test, set up an appointment. You just stop by. It's a quick test, quick, easy, simple. They'll give you a score out of 18, so you get 5 out of 18 or 10 out of 18. Could be you have no problem at all. 18 out of 18.
Bragger.
I didn't even mention that I was the one who did it, Eddie.
But you couldn't finish the commercial without it, could you? You just mentioned it.
No, you brought it up. You said Bragger.
What did I say, but
you
Bragger?
You know what? Shut up in the middle of it. Shut up.
See?
Shut up. Physical Therapy and Balance Center, they can help you. Say you get a 10 out of 18 on that initial score, and depending on what's causing that walking trouble or imbalances, they'll set you on a course of therapy. It might be with the walking track, could be rehabbing certain body parts, or could be getting over psychological blocks. They might even set you up with the virtual reality
therapy.
Yeah,
you did the virtual reality.
It's really cool stuff.
And even though you were strapped in, they put that challenge in front of you, you still felt very comfortable. You could not fall, could you?
Right. No, you cannot fall. You're going to be strapped into a harness, whether you're doing the virtual reality or the walking track. That's so you can really test yourself, because it's not just the physical problems you're overcoming. It's psychological blocks often. You can rehab the physical part, but then you got to retrain your mind, saying, hey, it's all right to move around this way. Again, that number for Physical Therapy and Balance Center of Prattville, 595-9990. Ask about that free balance test, and be sure to tell them Joey from News and Views sent you. More News and Views from 9 till noon when we come back.
River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hi, I'm Ray Bowles from Prattville Carpet. If you're looking for waterproof carpet, hardwood, laminate, vinyl plank, or ceramic tile, call us today for your free measurement.
Prattville Carpet is a family-owned flooring store that prides itself on personal service, quality products, and guaranteed installation. From beautiful hardwood floors to luxurious smart strand carpet, Prattville Carpet has you covered. Call, come by, or online at prattvillecarpet.com.
Prattville Carpet, we're more than just carpet.
If you have a loved one needing extra care, call Prattville Health and Rehab, a skilled nursing facility offering short or long-term physical therapy, long-term residency, secure dementia care, or even short-term respite care. What makes Prattville Health and Rehab special? Inpatient physical, occupational, or speech therapy with private therapy rooms, a seven-day-a-week activity department, and a professional, loving staff with the goal of bringing your loved one's past life into present. For information, call 334-365-2241 or go to PrattvilleHealthAndRehab.com. Our family caring for yours.
Are you sitting there daydreaming about the day you retire? The day they have the office party for you, and at quitting time, you pack up all your stuff and you leave work for one last time. Well, you better stop daydreaming because it'll be here before you know it. And if you haven't already called him, you better do it right now. I'm talking about David Ernest. David is an asset preservationist. That means he's a guy who helps you keep your money. That old 401k or that IRA that's just laying around, let David Ernest roll it into something for you that's going to start earning money and getting you set up for retirement. Call David Ernest today, 279-7431. That's 279-7431. He's been doing this for nearly 40 years, and he's the money man with the money plan. Let David Ernest put your money to work for you. Call him right now, 279-7431. Ernest Financial, LLC.
Lake Kickback Ranch and Event Center, be your staycation location. Located 15 miles south of Montgomery on 331, we offer five lakes for fishing, boating, canoeing, swimming, or just laying out on Cowboy Beach and soaking up the rays. Stay in one of our many rooms or bring your RV and stay at the Kickback Ranch RV Park. Maybe you're a business owner or someone looking for a meeting or a team building venue. We offer seven venues, so you can contact us today and make a reservation. Call us at 286-4140. That's 286-4140. Or check us out at kickbackranch.com.
Prescription products require an online consultation. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
Think you might have ED? Not sure? Well, we'd like to let you in on a little secret. ED is common. About 40% of men experience ED by age 40. But the solution is simple. Find it at 4hims.com.
I didn't have to talk to a doctor in person. There was no copay, and the medication was shipped right to my door in discreet packaging.
Hims took care of it, fast and easy. Now our love life is better than ever.
Get access to doctors online who can prescribe you FDA-approved ED medication if appropriate. The same active ingredient as name brands, but 90% cheaper. Skip the waiting rooms and pharmacy lines. Get a free medical consultation and rise to the occasion or your money back. Go to 4hims.com/radio to get your first visit free. No copay required. The only way to get this special offer is to go to 4hims.com/radio. forhims.com/radio.
So the dream was to build your very own law practice. Be your own boss, call all the shots. But have things like billing, HR, timekeeping, and all the other management stuff turned your dream into a nightmare? Take charge of your practice with Lexicon. We're the intersection of practice management software and legal support services for your firm. You'll get more billable and livable hours back. Lexicon marks the spot for all your practice management needs. Visit lexiconservices.com/intersection to get the whole story or schedule a demo.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon, 272-9228. You know, we hadn't heard from Senator Tuberville, and actually, I believe April Marie's got an interview with him coming up.
Cool.
And not sure when that'll be, but let's also listen. This is Tuberville, Senator Tuberville, Coach.
Coach.
As he prefers to be called.
That's right.
On the Senate floor yesterday.
There's an old saying that I have used quite often. But it bears repeating. Give a man a fish, you feed him for a day. You teach a man how to fish, and you feed him for a lifetime. It's a simple yet insightful concept. Human beings often like things to be easy. It's just in our nature, but the reward for easy is very short-lived. Sometimes if you don't earn it, you don't understand it. If we work hard and challenge ourselves to improve, we reap the benefits for much longer. That is the American way. I tell this to my players over the years that I coached, but you know, lessons learned that are applied to the football field also apply in life. You know, this country owes you one thing, an opportunity. Sometimes people just need to be shown where that opportunity is at and encouraged to take it. And that's what everyone in this body should be focused on doing, opening doors for opportunity for the people of this country. President Biden seems determined to close those doors of opportunity by creating, it looks like, a future massive entitlement state. My Republican colleagues and I have talked a lot about the reckless tax and spend plan and the cost of that plan on American families. We're seeing rising inflation, which means dollars from your paycheck are not going as far. We're seeing costs rise on everyday goods that families need, food, gas, diapers, you name it, it's going up. This is a direct result of untargeted spending this year as we're trying to recover from a pandemic, the worst time in the world to be throwing government money at a pandemic. And now, our Democratic colleagues, looks like, wants to spend $3.5 trillion more after spending $1.9 trillion back in February. And what gets talked about less than cost of this spending is the social and societal cost of all these new and expanded programs. While it may not be easy to see or measure, it's no less important. And that's what I want to talk about today. Let's remember how this started and how we got here.
Got to pause it there, folks. But the speech is, a culture of dependency is a culture in decline. Tend to agree with that. That you need a dynamic, productive, innovative society. Not a society that is grabbing and trying to vote itself a living. You can see the whole speech at Senator Tommy Tuberville's YouTube page. We got to get up the views here in Alabama when it comes to YouTube pages. Senator Tommy Tuberville's YouTube page. You can see, well, what he's always up to there on the Senate floor. Though it's not like there's any actual debate that goes on the Senate floor, unfortunately, anymore. Most stuff is done behind the scenes. 272-9228. This part of the program brought to you by XI Repair. If you need that cell phone repaired, maybe it's a cracked screen, maybe it's water damage. If you need that laptop or tablet repaired, maybe you have a drone that you keep landing in the lake.
Yes.
It's not an amphibious drone. It's meant for the air, not for the water.
Maybe you got a GameCube. You're trying to bring it back to life.
Yeah, old school gaming consoles. Yeah, they can help you out with all these electronics there at XI Repair. Jonathan and his team stand ready at this new location, Perry Hill Road. Same shopping center as Chappie's, Fresh Market, the big pet store. You can see XI Repair.
Right there.
And often, some of these repairs take under 30 minutes, like cracked screens. They can replace it real quick.
April Marie was able to get something repaired real quick. So
yeah, they do great work
there.
They do. And even for more involved things, and you might want to make an appointment if you know that you're going to, say, do data recovery.
Mm-hmm.
So call them at 777-1234, 777-1234. You can check out everything in detail at xirepair.com or just Google XI Repair. And so if you are looking to do data recovery, it could be you had a fire at home.
That's very well. You need to copy your insurance paperwork.
It could be that you had an ex something or other, husband or wife, who might have smashed that hard drive, and you can still recover that data.
Or maybe, like a friend of mine, she just got the black screen of death when she wanted to turn on her computer.
Oh, that's miserable. That's miserable. Yeah, and maybe you're ready for a new computer, but you don't want to lose all the information that was on the old one. They can help you out with all this stuff there at XI.
Don't they sell cell phones there, Joe?
Yeah, and you can get brand new cell phones that aren't tied to any carrier.
That's right.
So you can shop
around.
True
freedom.
Yeah, and still have a great brand new device or refurbish other devices.
Mm-hmm.
They really do fantastic work there at XI Repair. So check them out today. Again, that number, 777-1234, xirepair.com. Or just stop by the location there on Perry Hill Road in that big old shopping center right off the interstate, right off of I-85. Randall, coming back to you after this break. More news and views from 9 till noon after this.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. Here at the Goodson Group, we market homes for sale, sell homes to buyer clients, but we also help people rent their homes to qualified tenants through our property management company. It is amazing that the sales market and the rental market are doing well at the same time. We receive so much interest on our rental properties, we have gone to an open house concept with rentals. There is a tremendous shortage of available homes to buy and a shortage of available homes to rent at this time. If you are moving and don't want to sell your home, let us rent your home for you. If you've been trying to rent your property and found it hard to collect rent, problems with repair personnel, qualifying new tenants, then the Goodson Group can help you. I have over 43 years experience in the real estate sales and rentals. For over 20 years, our property management department has done a great job. For information, call the Goodson Group, 551-0225. That's 551-0225, or email me directly at bogoodson@charter.net.
Bling, bling, bling. No money out of your pocket. We're going to re-bling things that you do not wear anymore. That's right. It's Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry. And if it's sitting in a drawer, it doesn't belong there. We need to do something with it. Trade it in, make something new, or walk away with a big check. Either way, we are going to re-bling you. We're going to make it something wonderful. And you're going to have a big, big smile on your face regardless. So we're right there in the Pep Tree Shops on Vaughan Road. Open 7 days a week. Whatever you're thinking about, come in and let us design or give you a check or whatever you want to do.
Hello, everybody. This is Doug Singleton. As Bernie has continued to expand across the Southeast, we have changed our name to Xerox Business Systems. When people hear Bernie or Xerox, they think of copy machines or printing services. That is for good reason, as we have been the leader in the Montgomery market for the past 60-plus years. But did you know that Xerox has been in the IT service business for over 30 years? Xerox has a breadth of services and expertise to support your organization, regardless of size. Our dedicated managed IT service team supports our clients with personalized service to keep your network accessible, efficient, and secure. We can also provide physical security through a cloud-based security camera and access solution that provides a web-based platform to make management simple and scalable. We also have the highest level of partnership with Cisco, HP, Dell, Lenovo, and many more. Give me a call at 201-0199, 201-0199.
Hey, River Region, Tommy from ProLink Security here. Have you heard about this month's special? From now to the end of July, get 4 cameras installed in your home or business for only $699. No contract, no monthly fee. Call today, 334-285-5833. Again, 334-285-5833, or visit us online at ProLinkSEC.com. That's ProLinkSEC.com, or follow us on Facebook.
AESBL license number 475.
This is Dan Black with Dan Black Studios in Montgomery, and we've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for about 2 years now, and I can't say enough good things about the folks here at Blue Water. It's outstanding. We've been in business for many, many years, and without a doubt, Blue Water Broadcasting Radio has absolutely been our best mode of advertising. I highly recommend it to any business owner that wants to grow their business.
Radio advertising is an investment in the success of your business. It grows traffic, creates demand, and generates more revenue. Call us and find out how. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding has what you're looking for.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We have a heat advisory in effect for the first time this summer. High temperature in the middle 90s. Heat index as high as 106. Showers and thunderstorms rather numerous today. Many towns will be affected. And a couple of stronger storms not out of the question. The risk of scattered storm continues in the overnight hours. Low temperature down to about 75. Tomorrow, high temperature in the mid-90s again. Triple-digit heat index. More scattered storms. We'll be in the upper 90s Thursday and Friday with dangerous heat indices. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, transfer funds, manage your card, deposit checks, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon, 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. Let's go to Randall. Hey, Randall.
Hello, fellas.
What's up, Randall?
Not much. Just calling to pump up Miss Britt, because she had a heck of a write-up in the Montgomery Advertiser.
I read it. I mean, I read it going, well, tell me something new. But they did
give her a good write-up. Anyway.
I thought it was a fair and a good job done by Brian Lyman. And I actually thought I liked seeing her in that setting, some of those videos there. She's a very charming woman.
If you listen to the video, her line speaking, and she won't, I mean, if, and I don't know if there is a chain. Does Tommy talk all the way down to the local government? Because she's saying that she's going to build a chain. Al was saying the power lays in the staff. She's already staff, and I think he was rewarding her. The reason she got the job because she was his deputy chief manager of the campaign, and you know when he won in 2016. Yes. So, and it was probably just getting an award. And just looking at her interview, man. I mean, I know you might say thinking something new, but her parents doing what they did to her, making her work that young, and making everything accomplished. Making a competition.
But the one thing that I was new to me was the story of the day of the tornadoes hitting Tuscaloosa. I thought the detail there by the Advertiser and by Brian Lyman was fantastic.
Yeah,
I appreciated that story. But, I mean, I've now seen Katie, not even I was interviewing her when she was on with April Marie, on with Greg. I've seen her in action and in person, talked to her off air, too. I really like her a lot. And I think it's going to come down more to, instead of these attacks of the Liz Cheney of Alabama or inexperienced whatever, staffer, yada, yada, yada. I think it'll get down to more, what are your priorities as a senator? And then sometimes it comes down to, hey, I just like you, or I like Trump's endorsement. It can come down to some pretty basic stuff.
But you've been preaching for years about getting people younger in there.
True.
I mean, here's your chance. So, I mean, if you're going to stand by that. I mean, stand by.
Hold on, Randall.
And the other thing is, can Mo stay up? Can he stay up 18 hours a day?
Yes. Having seen Mo in action, yes, he can. I would like a younger Congress and younger Senate, but that's only one factor in multiple others.
Well, remember, this is a guy who rides his bicycle to work every day.
Well, and also, Randall, I think you know me. My point of view is much closer to, say, like the guest I had yesterday. And that we need to turn our backs on D.C. I want D.C. to leave me alone. I'm not much of an enthusiast for a massive, big federal government.
I'm glad you...
And for all the conservatives who talk about, you know, we want limited government, I'm like, where? When? When have you done
it? When do
that?
You want it?
Yeah.
Now. I want it now.
That's why I'm glad you brought that back up. I wanted to ask you yesterday. That starts by us not sending our tax money to the federal government. So how does that look? How do we get our... Because right now, we need somebody to go up there and fight to get our money back. There ain't no sense in us paying in $1 million and only getting back $600,000. That's stupid.
Randall, everybody needs to become a 1099 employee, and then the federal tax has to come to you for the money. There'll be a lot more resistance.
There's that, but there are things people can do personally, like what Eddie just said. You can start dealing in cash more, and there are actually a lot of people who already do that, I'd imagine, who just don't talk about it, and that's, in my mind, their prerogative. But then also, ironically, we just didn't get into it, Jeff Dice and I think it's actually a bit of an inside-outside game. You need people within D.C., people who are doing national issues, to downsize D.C. to get them out of our hair. And at the same time, you have people on the outside of D.C. at the local level
getting prepared for that day when DC is downsized. So it's going to take types in DC and outside of DC, but the focus in my mind needs to be limiting that government and getting back more to constitutional government.
But you've got a lot of faith in DC kind of eventually slimming themselves down?
No, not slimming themselves down. I think they're going to hit the rocks of reality. I know they've overextended themselves. And then also you can elect people who say, you know what, I'm not just going to go up there and go with all the staffers that are recommended to me. I'm on a mission. I've come here to tear down. I have not come here to build. You know, I told my dad the other night, you know, I think we should just abolish the income tax. He goes, well, what are you going to replace it with, Joe? Don't trouble me with replacements. I didn't come here to talk about how to replace the government's revenue. I am here to take away revenue. And I'm tired of millions of Americans living off taxes.
Yes.
Instead of
amen,
making their own way.
Amen, Joey.
Can we start at the state level by like saying we're going to take care of our own schools and not take it?
Yes, you can.
Oh, yeah.
But it's going to be a combination.
But that'd be a sacrifice. I don't know. I would be willing to take it. Joe would be willing to take it. But I don't know, Randall, if the mass majority in Alabama would be willing to
take
it.
And so the first step is, and Deist is about this, I'm about this, a lot of folks who are more on the margins are about this. You've got to change people's minds first. Yeah. Because everybody's used to, like I said earlier, the options are like Rush Limbaugh or Hillary Clinton.
Right.
There's much more under the sun in terms of politics. And I think downsizing the country, having more centers of power throughout the country, we'd all still be Americans. But having different power centers would actually help things and ironically unite the country more. Instead of us all trying to fight over that center of power there in D.C.
But before we must change their mind, we must change their heart.
Yeah.
And can it be done? Since we see in the next 6 years that this ain't no change, the government ain't letting up, shouldn't we send somebody up there that knows the ins and outs? That Shelby already got the contact.
Yeah.
I hate for us to lose a young, youthful go-getter like her.
Sure, sure, sure.
And Mo, he was in a heck of a place. I know he turned himself, but who asked him? I guess he told us. I guess that's what people want. People saying term limits.
Yeah.
But I just don't see it happening fast enough. And us get shortcutted because that's what we want, but nobody else is willing to go full steam. I just don't want to get caught up losing. Yes, sir. All right, buddy. We'll see y'all.
Thank later, bud. Oh, and I appreciate Randall calling in and trucking a little bit for Katie Britt there. We got a long way to go, and I look forward to talking to all the candidates.
I look for them to come back
More and more, because as much as I have my ideas and what I care about, as much as you voters out there might have your ideas and what matters to you and your calculations and who you're going to vote for, sometimes it can come down to I know the person. Like I grew up with Mo, or I grew up with Katie, or I grew up with Jessica or Lindy. I mean, a lot of this can come down to that, or it could be I owe them. Like, they helped me out when I was in a tough spot. This does happen often.
That never happens.
In politics. Or you could be an issues-based voter. It could be single issue. You know, who's going to be the toughest on pro-life issues for you? This could all play into it. Maybe you want a foreign policy whiz or somebody really knows agriculture. Yada, yada, yada. We'll come down to it in the end. What is the best choice for Alabama? And I'm wondering if the Democratic Party here in Alabama is going to put anybody up. Because I don't think Doug Jones wants to run again.
I got to go with no. If Doug Jones hadn't jumped in yet, then that's...
And, you know, people bandied about Chris England, the chairman of the Democratic Party here, and I wouldn't recommend it to Chris.
Why?
And I'm not being an ass here.
No, like, you got a good
I think
kid.
He's actually doing a pretty darn good job of starting to reconstitute the Democrats here in Alabama. And I think about the bench on the left side of the aisle. Any of the mayors up and coming, whether it be Stephen Reed or Woodfin out of Birmingham, I don't see that. I don't, maybe Tuscaloosa, what is that?
What do they call him, Beniad?
Maddox?
Yes, Maddox.
Walt Maddox. And then there's Tommy Battle out of Huntsville. I just don't see anybody right now on the Democratic side of the aisle who wants to take this on.
Nope.
Unless they want to essentially be the sacrificial
animal here.
It could be an opportunity to get your name out there. If somebody's a really big go-getter who is eloquent, can really speak well on the trail, I think it could work, especially if you get the Democrats a little more populist, who does play up that Alabama identity more than the national platform of the Democrats. I think that could work well, but we'll see.
272-9228. Final moments of news and views from 9 till noon when we come back.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
The used car blowout continues at Larry Puckett Chevrolet. Get a great price and unbelievable offer on your trade. Have you gotten your stimulus check? Use it to make a down payment so you'll have even lower payments on the like-new pre-owned car, truck, or SUV. Larry has all makes and models on their lot. If you have an extra vehicle, bring it by and get an instant cash offer. Put that money toward your down payment and get your monthly payment even lower. And please give them a call at 285-9300 or stop in if you're shopping for a new Chevrolet. Inventories are low, but we have a good selection on the way. So come in and see if what you're looking for is on the way to the dealership. On Cobbs Ford Road in Prattville, the used car blowout continues. And you can save a whole lot of dough. For over 40 years, they've been letting their customers do the talking. As always, shop them 24 hours a day at LarryPuckett.com.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus Better Business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
The school year is almost here. Isn't it an embarrassment that teachers in our area are often forced to buy their own classroom supplies? Isn't it a crime that kids are forced to start school without everything they need? Blue Water Broadcasting asks you to cram the van and help kids and teachers in the River Region get off to a great start this school year. Drop off school supplies such as pens, paper, notebooks, cleaning supplies, and backpacks to Basil's Truck and Camper. Let us hook you up. Donate what you can and help us cram the van for public schools in the River Region. From Blue Water Broadcasting in Basil's Truck and Camper.
To find out how you can help, go to newstalk931.com.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Trustworthy, accurate, carrying your voice across the River Region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back. Final moments of news and views from 9 till noon. We'll end things with a conversation with Joel. Hey, Joel.
Hey, you mentioned Walt Maddox. You know, he had folks arrested and for not wearing masks, releasing tickets and all like that. And you also mentioned Tommy Battle. Tommy Battle's a Republican, so okay. He wouldn't run as a Democrat.
Right, and I assume mayors are usually just Democrats.
But. You notice that, too.
Well, sorry for that, Tommy. I apologize for that slur.
Hey, they're supposed to be apolitical.
True.
They don't run,
Amen.
You know, Democrat or Republican, but until they run for higher office.
Right.
But anyway, I appreciate it. Y'all have a great day. It's raining on me out here.
Oh, boy.
Thank you, Joel.
272-9228 is the number, but you're going to have to use it for the next host here.
I mean to ask you, did you watch the Olympics? Am I the only person not watching the Olympics?
No, I've been watching it. I did see that Simone.
Yeah, Miles, she got hurt.
Dropped out.
Yeah, bless this morning. Her heart.
Well, that's and so tough. The U.S. got silver in the team gymnastics.
Who got the gold, Joey?
The Russians, right?
The Russians.
Damn Ruskies.
I think it's a coup.
Yeah. Hello, April Marie Fogle.
Hi there.